Hansimin Tafnan Aleph Sif Chaf says the Machaber HaShulchanos Tevos Shematzniim Behem Achalin Kol Hashana. Tables or boxes, drawers that you keep food in the whole year. Regilim Laros Aleim Roschin Lefisha Lasham Lefamim Nishbach Marak Min HaKederes HaSolcham. So they would usually, for Pesach, they would pour boiling hot water on those things in order to kasher them idin irui, because sometimes hot soup will spill from the pots onto those counters, onto those tables, onto those drawers, cabinets, etc. And so since hot liquid does spill onto them, and it's chametz, therefore they would kasher them, as we have the rule, kibol kach polto, the same way that it became chametz dik by having something burning hot spilling onto it, so too that's the way you would kasher it, by pouring boiling hot water onto it. If you have a stam drawer, cabinet, counter, etc., that you never put anything hot on it, so then the Mishnah Berurah says stam teva sein tzrichos hagala. If it's a stam teva that you don't usually put hot food in it, so then there's not going to be any concern. There's going to be no reason to kosher it. So a cabinet that you never put anything hot on, in, or a drawer that you never put anything hot in, so there's no real reason to kosher it. That's why when it comes to a refrigerator, let's say, so you have to clean the shelves well to make sure there's no chametz be'en there, but if you never spill anything hot on it, so then you just need to clean it. You don't actually need to kosher it. So to the cabinets, Rav Elyashiv says, cabinets in your kitchen, you don't need to kosher them, you just need to clean them well. You don't even need to cover them. The only reason we cover them is since we're putting Pesach Dik stuff on it, so then it's just a nice thing to do to cover the shelving, the shelves, etc. But since nothing is treif, nothing is chametzik of the actual cabinets, of the actual shelves and the refrigerator, and you know that you're cleaning it out well, so then you don't really need to cover it, but the minhag is to cover it anyway. So too, if you have tables that you never put anything hot on, so you would really just need to clean it. Again, the minhag is to cover them anyway, but you'd really just need to clean it. That would be enough if it's something that nothing hot ever goes. So the Mishnah Berurah says the Mechaber says the way to kosher things which counters that hot stuff might have spilled on, so you would kosher it through Irui. The Mishnah Berurah Kutzma Riv, who says that sometimes you'll actually have the hot piece of food itself will fall onto the countertop. And if that's the case, so then it wouldn't be enough to kosher through Irui. You would have to kosher by putting the burning hot stone onto it and pouring boiling hot water on there, on that stone, or using a steamer or something like that that causes the burning hot to be on the entire countertop. And so that's what many do for granite countertops, which you're able to kosher. You would pour boiling hot water over, make sure it gets on every spot, use a steamer making sure you get every spot. Consult a posek as to how to kosher with the steamer appropriately, but you'd have to contour the whole granite countertop. Or the other option is for countertops is just to cover the countertop instead. There is a minhag of some to kosher the countertops and then cover it, but really covering it with either a thick layer of foil or a thick layer of any covering would be enough to do that, to cover the countertops in order to use for Pesach. Again, the concern is that at some point something hot might have been directly touching the countertop, davar gush, and would have caused the chametz to go into the countertop. Or you might have spilled some hot chametz onto the countertop. So because of that, the minhag is to cover the countertops or to kosher them. But something which you know there's no way it became chametz stick, like cabinets or something like that, so clean it out would be enough, and we cover it just as a minhag ba'alma. Again, Nissan Karelet says, if you're covering the countertops with a thick layer of foil or something like that, very thick layers of some covering, so then in order to make sure that the bliya doesn't go through, so then you wouldn't need to actually kosher the countertops. Sifchav Aleph, Chavios Shal Cheresh, and Nasum Behem Shechar Sa'orim. If you have barrels of earthenware, which normally can't be koshered, and you place wheat beer, barley beer, in those barrels, Matarim Ba'agala, you're able to kosher through Hagala, or Be'eri Shal Shiyamim, or by putting water in the barrels for 24-hour periods, 3 days in a row. And the reason that this is mutter is, even though in general we have a rule that kli cheres can't be koshered, earthenware vessels can't be koshered, that's only when it got the chametz bliya through heat. But if it was because of kavush, meaning liquid was left in it for 24 hours, so then you're able to kosher it with agala, or through filling it up with water, cold water, completely full for 24 hours, and then emptying it out, filling it up for another 24 hours with new water, emptying it out, filling it up for another 24 hours and emptying out, that would be enough. The Shach says that this only works to kasher for chametz to Pesach using the Irui, but if it's if it became treif through an actual iser, through kavush, through having something sit in there for 24 hours, then you would not be able to kasher it through this process of Irui 3 days in a klicharis.